just like us. I'll be around. Those are the Spinners at 10 minutes until 10 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with Mark Eichhorst in the studio on these community conversations. And he is the county executive of the great county of Kenosha. Please welcome back to WRJN, Mr. Jim Kruiser, Mr. County Executive.
It is a beautiful day in the Kenosha and Racine County area. I am glad to be back. What a great time of year.
Tell us something that we don't know.
Something you don't know. Well, I will tell you that Jonathan Delagrave, County Executive of Racine, they opened up last week, I think about 12 miles of stretch of the Fox River in Racine County. And this coming Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be dropping a kayak in down by Fox River Park and paddling down to Wilmont and officially opening up the Kenosha 11-mile stretch with four new launches. And so people can enjoy family-friending kayaking or canoeing, and you can get some of the great up north right here in Kenosha and Racine counties.
Did County Czar, he changed his title, by the way, Delagrave did. He's the County Czar now. Did he get in a kayak? Because he's a pretty big guy.
I don't know.
But you've been
up to the Quiticoe and Boundary Waters a couple of times, so I can carry my own canoe or kayak and backpack, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing that people can experience that when sometimes they think, oh, it's just too far out of reach. And we have a number of them for free. We have a local sponsor that if people want to join us on that short jaunt, that's only one leg of it. It's a little over an hour. And it'll be, they can just go to KenoshaCounty.org, go to the Parks Department, and that'll direct them to sign up or call someone to sign up and reserve a canoe for next Wednesday at 9 a.m.
So you are actually going to get in a kayak yourself?
Oh, you got to lead by example. The Derriere bike ride where we rode 12 miles one way from Silver Lake to the dairy breakfast, and that was great. We had just under 140 bikers. It was great. I kind of like the Derriere bike ride. We used to leave from Mars Cheese Castle, but this one was so far west, we had to make Silver Lake the point of demarcation.
You're a pretty big guy, too.
I tell you what, I work out and I try to be able to handle my own weight in athletic events. I like to hike and bike and kayak.
So what you're saying is you could take Delagrave.
I'll tell you what. Let's put it this way. If you're going to be up north, you're going to want me because I can hunt and fish, and I can help be a survivalist.
Well, it would be awesome. It would be Racine versus Kenosha counties. It would be Republican versus Democrat. Let's schedule that.
Well, actually, Delagrave and I would work well as survivalists together because we complement the way we think. We work together on so many things. It would be great.
Well, it would be really good to expand the competition to an inter-county competition because we did have a Racine County Executives competition, and here's how that sounded. So those are the top local stories of the year with Racine Mayor John Dickert and Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the real reason that we got together. It is time for the first annual Racine Government Executives Arm Wrestling Championship.
What will he do next? Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend.
We decided when the gentleman, Mayor Dickert, and Racine County Czar Jonathan Delagrave were in the studio, not to have the arm wrestling championship here because we were concerned about the equipment. So we had a rock, paper, scissors contest instead.
Well, there you go.
And Dickert took it. Very competitive guy, John Dickert.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
How much competition is there between the two counties?
Well, I'll tell you what, we really try for win-win. I mean, collaborative. If we don't get a company, I want them to move to Racine, because Kenosha people will work there. If they don't get a company, we get them. Racine people are going to work there. So it's more of a regionalistic approach, and I think the hardest thing to do are win-wins, and that's what John, County Executive Delagrave, and I try to do, add value to the communities. we're copying some of the things off of their playbook of the Windpike or the Pike River watershed, and we're moving on to the next phase to complement the very well done program they put in Racine. So we're starting the Kenosha County line and moving south.
He is Kenosha County Executive Jim Kruiser. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN, along with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mr. Mark Eichhorst.
County Executive, I saw you out at the Union Grove Memorial Day festivities out at the Veterans Cemetery, and especially this time of year, we just had Memorial Day, and now the 4th of July is coming up, and Kenosha has its Civic and Veterans Parade. I know you, for one, along with County Executive Delagrave and Mayor John Dickert, all work very hard for our veterans, and not only this time of year, but all year round.
Thank you. Thank you. What a facility they have at Union Grove, and how the Department of Veterans Affairs in the state has really taken that, really has made that grand. That's the fifth busiest, by the way, national cemetery in the country. And I will tell you that I was honored that day by the governor and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs 22 years ago. I passed legislation with Senator Joe Andrea to site a veteran cemetery in southeastern and northwestern Wisconsin, one in each location. And 2 years later, after that legislation was signed by then Tommy Thompson, they broke ground, which is kind of pretty quick for that to happen, to site a place and get going. And so it's been 20 years since the groundbreaking, and wow, what a marvelous facility. And as a veterans can get medical help there, and that was also the big picture that we had back then, is not only a cemetery but also a medical facility. And the big population of the state's veterans are in this area in southeastern Wisconsin, so it was really a nice day, and it's something we all need to reflect on, that when people use the word tyranny, they really need to look at other countries, because it is awful of a way of life that some people have, and we are so blessed in this country for the freedoms that many pay the ultimate sacrifice for, and we are the beneficiary of that, and we should remember how we got it, and to respect those who have fought for our country in the past, in the present, and their families' independence.
No doubt about that. We are also blessed to live in Wisconsin, and you mentioned at the top of the conversation that we are obviously in the middle of the glorious Wisconsin summer weather. How much planning do you do on the county level to capitalize and monetize the summer tourist industry?
We like to capitalize on it by having most of the groundwork done by Memorial Day, so that people can plan their a lot of free activities, whether you're using our two disc golf courses at Silver and Fox Lake or Fox River Park, and the various bike trails we have, the opportunities that you have to rent pavilions very inexpensively to have family gatherings. I like to have the grass worn out in our parks, and I want people to go have a good time in our parks. And in this economy, there's people who haven't caught up yet, and the parks for physical fitness to get out is just a good thing to do. And I see families out there. We have a couple thousand people a day sometimes at Pets and at Petrovine Springs Park, and it's really just nice to see that. And it's people just having fun and checking out for a little while, and that's what our park system's for. You really can't say you want to turn a profit at your parks. It's many of these were built by the CCCs or the WPA, and we have the stewardship to maintain them in good stead, inexpensively, and let people enjoy them.
Well, Friday here in the Racine area, we have Greek Fest. And we've got the representative from Greek Fest coming in on Friday. And I believe we probably could arrange a Greco-Roman wrestling championship between you and Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave for Friday. You down?
Well, what I was thinking is we have the Greek food, and by the time we're done eating, no one's going to want to wrestle.
Especially
if they have spectacular Greek food, and the Greeks are first in many things, and they're first on the festival parade. No doubt.
No doubt. And you mix a little ouzo in there, and nobody's going to want to wrestle at that point. Or maybe everybody will want to wrestle.
Yeah, or we'll just watch, and we'll maybe we could be the judges of some wrestling matches.
Sounds like a good time, and it's always a good time to have you on the radio. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here. You guys have a great day. If anybody has any questions about Kenosha County, you can go to KenoshaCounty.org or call me at 262-653-2600 and make it a beauteous day.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
On this tremendous Tuesday morning, WRJN covers the world at 10 o'clock.
Dangerous heat, firearms vote. I'm Evan Haining. There's an excessive heat warning for much of the Southwest. From Los Angeles, Jim Roop reports